rural communities are really particularly vulnerable to the effects of the pandemic. You know, there's lower access to healthcare, there's higher poverty in many places, there's a higher portion of health-compromised people, and the labor markets are really pretty vulnerable. So what we're talking about right now, this first survey is part of a larger project that's going to go on over the next year or so to try and quantify and qualify the impact of COVID-19 on the rural West.
Tom Muller is an associate professor of sociology at Utah State University and is one of the authors of this recent report. Muller says these results mirror what has been found across the country.
We found that a third of rural Westerners had some form of direct experience with the virus. We found that many or most perceived negative impacts to their overall life. We saw really big impacts to employment. 1 in 5 people who were employed in the year prior to the pandemic full-time weren't by the end of the survey. And 41% of those who were employed part-time before the pandemic weren't at the time of the survey.
Although some people are going back to work, Muller says the employment rate is still much lower than it was pre-pandemic. And since the unemployment rate does not include those who are discouraged and have stopped trying to find work, it often looks much lower than it actually is. Lack of internet access is what Muller says was one of the most concerning finds. In their sample, which can be generalized to the whole rural population, 18% of children under 16 years old did not have access to household high-speed internet. He says, and more communities don't feel their internet access is good enough for all these Zoom meetings necessary for remote education. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.